My brothers and sisters in Christ, St. Peter and Paul were very different. Peter was a fisherman, Paul a tent maker. Peter probably knew minimal Greek, at least at first. Paul was fluent in Greek. Peter knew Jesus in his earthly life. Paul only met Jesus through special appearances after his earthly ministry. Peter followed Jesus immediately. Paul initially persecuted the Christians before his conversion. Peter married. Paul was a consecrated celibate. Peter was given the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Paul was the early church's greatest missionary. Peter worked principally among the Jews. Paul was known as the apostle of the Gentiles, though they both worked with both. Peter was crucified upside down. Paul beheaded. With all their differences, there were many similarities, though. Both were Jewish. Both were key apostles. Both were ever united in the same faith. Both were martyred in Rome. Both are saints. Even when Paul felt that he had to rebuke Peter, Paul made sure that he was always in union with him and the other apostles. And even as Peter mentions how Paul can be difficult to understand at times, at the same time, Peter affirmed Paul as a brother in the Lord and a special instrument of Christ. So even with the occasional tension, they mutually admired, respected, and had charity toward one another. It's providential that both were martyred in Rome. There's a legend that Rome had been founded by two corrupt brothers, Romulus and Remus. Christian tradition has considered Peter and Paul to be spiritual founders or the refounders of Rome. It's for this reason that the Pope is not only the successor of Peter, he's also the successor of Paul, so that the church would never be split between the followers of Peter and the followers of Paul, but rather united with both Peter and Paul in Christ. With all their differences then, Peter and Paul were more alike than different. With all their differences, they were united in the essentials, in all that mattered. And the same should be with us. Within the Holy Catholic Church are people of different personalities, temperaments, backgrounds, experiences, and cultures. However different we all are, though, we should ever be united in the same faith. We should also have the same understanding and warmth of charity toward one another. Like Peter and Paul, then, let us ever keep ourselves deeply rooted and united in Christ and our Catholic faith in all its dimensions. At the same time, let's have great understanding for our differences and appreciation for our different backgrounds, and have great charity toward one another. If we follow in the footsteps of Peter and Paul, then one day we shall reign with Peter and Paul in Christ, in the kingdom of heaven. Saints Peter and Paul, pray for us.